Stevenson University, with support from the Maryland Bible Society and the Maryland Humanities Council, recently opened Hallowed Beauty, an exhibition, lecture, and bus tour about sacred texts in the region. The exhibition provides opportunities to initiate conversation regarding the dual existence of these objects as both sacred works and as secular items worthy of research by various disciplines of the humanities. Glenn T. Johnson, the chair of the Humanities and Public History Department at Stevenson University, tells us more.
For a brief period this winter, residents of Maryland can see some of the most beautiful religious texts in the Baltimore region. Rarely seen, these documents are part of the exhibition Hallowed Beauty, a regional exhibition of sacred art and text. It involves the Towson University Library, the Stevenson University Archives, the Loyola Notre Dame University Library, and the Cathedral of Incarnation of the Episcopal Diocese of Maryland. All too often, we in modern society view religious texts, objects, art, and music as being vehicles for the delivery solely of religious meaning. This exhibition challenges visitors to view our materials through their own interests and the interests of other disciplines. How has language changed over the last 500 years? Why has the paper, used in a volume from 400 years ago, stood the test of time better than the newspaper I saved that reported the assassination of President Kennedy? Why do people save locks of hair? And why is it believed that Bibles are fitting places in which to store these mementos? These are just a few of the questions that might come to mind as you examine the items in this exhibition. And, as you can see, many of the questions may not be religious in nature. The strength of the exhibition is its breadth. You will discover that the Towson University Library has one of the best collections of historical Hebrew literature in North America. They contributed to the exhibition beautifully illustrated books from the late 17th and early 18th centuries in Hebrew and Yiddish. The exhibit at the Loyola Notre Dame University Library showcases their reproduction heritage edition of the St. John's Bible. Measuring 2 feet in height and 3 feet in width when open, its 7 volumes portray the first hand-scribed, hand-illuminated Bible of the modern era, and its beauty and design is unsurpassed. The Cathedral of the Incarnation of the Episcopal Diocese of Maryland is a beautiful example of a church done in the Gothic style. Large stained glass windows provide a colorful addition to the massive walls of the cathedral and lighten the massive interior. United by a common theme, a coordinated program, and common goals, the participating institutions enjoyed artistic license and academic freedom as each developed and mounted its own exhibit at its own institution. I encourage you to experience these texts firsthand. Running through January 5th, the exhibition calendar encompasses days of observance or commemoration sacred to both Christians and Jews. Since many of these collegiate institutions close for winter break, it would be helpful to call ahead to the libraries or archives to make sure they are open.
To find contact information for each stop on the Sacred Text Tour, visit the Humanities Connection Archive section at mdhc.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as comparative religion and art history, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue on critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.